Well, hey, Rob, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you, Rob?
I'm fine, Chris. How are you, Chris?
Today is the holiday that they named after me. It's Christmas.
Wow!
Well, actually, it's not today. I think it's going to be on Monday.
It's
but today,
Monday.
Next Monday, and today is Tuesday, so that makes tonight the Chris and Rob Holiday Spectacular.
That's fantastic.
What do you mean that's fantastic?
Right now, everybody's wondering, I wonder if they'll play Boxing Day by Elvis Costello next Tuesday.
Well, maybe we will.
First time in the 20 years of doing this show, we'll have an excuse to play that song.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And we got a big Christmas special for you. In case this is the first time you've ever heard our Christmas special, here's what we do. And we've been doing this since 1952.
Big.
It's kind of like you remember when you were a kid and Bing Crosby had a Christmas special and Bob Hope had a Christmas special and Charo would always be a guest.
Dorothy Hamill would ice skate to something very beautiful.
Right. And you might even remember Star Wars had a Christmas special in 1978 and they had the Chewbacca family Christmas and they had a lightsaber Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd do a Christmas special. We're going to have singing and dancing and synchronized swimming and Santa Clauses and elves and comedy skits and, of course, big celebrity guests. So you're going to want to stay tuned and see what celebrity guests are going to call in, and it's going to be fun and frivolity. And I'll tell you one celebrity guest that's not going to be on our show.
Who?
Andy Stinkin' Williams.
The hell with him.
Andy Stinkin' Williams ain't going to be on our show. Because one year, and it was actually the night before Christmas, and we called Andy Williams. This was about 4 or 5
he
years
ago.
He was
in town, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in town, and we called him, and he hung up on us on Christmas Eve.
It was a local phone call. We actually were going to have a celebrity on at local rate. We were very excited, and they call Andy Williams Mr. Christmas.
He's not Mr. Christmas. He's Mr. Hanging Up the Phone on Christmas.
He's Mr. Punk.
Yeah, so he stinks.
And you know what else he did?
What else did he do?
He foisted the Osmond Brothers on us.
That's right.
So there's strike one that happened in 1963 or four or whenever. Then strike two, Mr. Williams was hanging up on Chris and Rob.
But I don't care about Andy Williams because Christmas has a new Mr. Christmas.
It sure as heck does.
So Christmas has a new spokesperson. You know how Andy Williams, first Bing Crosby was the spokesperson of Christmas, and then after he passed away,
I think first
Andy Williams became the spokesperson.
First it was like St. Peter.
Well, that was before
St. Paul.
That was before Bing Crosby came along.
St. Paul was the first spokesperson, I guess.
Right. And then after Andy Williams took over as being Mr. Christmas, but we're done with him. We got a new Mr. Christmas. And you know who that's going to be?
Who?
Bootsy Collins. Bootsy is our new Mr. Christmas here at WAIF. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this is from the new Bootsy Collins Christmas album called Christmas Is Forever.
all your nose will burn. And
one shiny Christmas light appeared upon the snow. An angel came and spoke to me.
That's a boot off bobble. That's Bootsy doing the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I'll tell you, Rudolph never sounded so funky. His nose was never so bright a red as it was when Bootsy does the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's the funkiest Christmas song I ever heard. And Bootsy, are you on the line?
Yeah, Bobble. Booty Claus here.
Hey, Booty Claus, what's the funkiest Christmas you ever had?
Well, actually, I think this one probably is the funkiest one I ever had because... We got this the new Christmas CD out, and I've never had a Christmas CD out, and I've got a chance to funk up everybody else's Christmas.
Yeah, you know, if you were listening before we played the track there, I was saying how back when we were kids, Bing Crosby was like the spokesperson for Christmas. You couldn't have Christmas without a Bing Crosby record. And then in 1977, Bing Crosby died, and then Andy Williams kind of took over, and you kind of couldn't have Christmas without Andy Williams. And, dude, between you and me, Andy's getting up there, and he can't last much longer, which means you, Bootzilla, Bootsy Buddha Claus Collins, you're going to be the new representative of Christmas. Now, do you think you can shoulder that burden?
Well, yeah, most definitely. I figured like if anybody else could do it, I think I could just throw myself right on it and do it myself.
That's a lot of chimneys you got to go down, Bootsy.
Oh, I'm down there already.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're talking to Bootsy Collins. This is the Chris and Rob 2006 Christmas Spectacular. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Yeah.
Bootsy, why in the heck did you want to do a Christmas record? You've done all kinds of other records. What made you think, holy crap, I want to do a Christmas record?
Well, you know, actually, as I was doing all those other records before, I always, in the back of my mind, I wanted to do a Christmas record because, like you were saying, you know, you came up on Bing Crosby singing those old Christmas songs, and, you know, those are the same things I came up with, you know, and it was like, wow, you know, to get a chance to actually do a Christmas record, you know, and I never thought I'd get a chance to do it, but I got a call, and this record company said, well, we'd like for you to do a Christmas record. I said, what? Me, a Christmas record? I said, yeah, I love it. You know, and I figured that, you know, I could actually do a Christmas record and get a chance to do a twist and some fun things to it, you know. And actually, I got a chance to do that, and we came up with this record.
Well, it's a pretty funky Christmas record.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't like listening to Bing Crosby with the chestnuts roasting, right, and all that. This thing is slamming.
Yeah, well, we wanted to do, like I said, we just wanted to P-funk it up, and, you know, I figured I would probably be the only one left on the planet that could really do it like it's supposed to be done. And I said, give me a chance to do it, and hit me, and I'll do it.
Bootsy, you got more celebrity musician guests on this record than the opening sequence of Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did you get all these cats to join in on you on the Christmas record? And, you know, rather than me tell everyone who they are, tell us a little bit about who you got playing on this record, and in some cases, how'd you talk them into doing it?
Well, actually, I work with a lot of the different people that kind of, you know, sit in and did some stuff on the record. I was actually doing other work with you know, a lot of the other people that that were actually on the record. And while we were doing it, you know, while we were doing their project or whatever project we was doing together, I just told them, you know, hey, I'm working on my new Christmas record. How about joining in and helping me do a song or something?
Hey.
And they actually did.
So who all did you get?
We got Fred Wesley, you know, from the old JVs,
mm-hmm.
Bernie Worrell from P-Funk, Kid Funkadelic, Gary Scheider, Snoop Dogg, Bobby Womack, Zap Troutman, Rogers' brothers, Charlie Daniels.
You got Charlie Daniels on that mother, didn't you?
Yeah.
How do you, and I saw you and Charlie Daniels are both on that opening sequence to the Monday Night Football.
That's right.
Is that how you guys hooked up?
Yeah. We hooked up there. We started jamming, and, you know, every time I hit a little groove, he jumped in and started grooving, and, you know, we just hit it right off.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, you know, that I was working on the Christmas record, and I invited him to, you know, jump on a song with me. And he said, if I do that, then you'd have to do a record with me on my record. And actually, that's what I'm working on now. The Devil Goes to Georgia, one of Charlie's songs. I'm redoing it.
What, instead of playing the fiddle, the devil's going to show up and play the space bass?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to play the fuzz face?
Yeah, that's gonna be a highly contagious bit.
Yeah, you know what else would be good is if the devil showed up, you know, to play his funk bass? And his and his number one demon was Buckethead.
Oh, man.
And Buckethead standing in the background being a demon.
Well, that's funny you said that, because actually Bucket just left about 3 weeks ago. We cutting his new record also.
Good.
Yeah.
Buckethead ain't doing a Christmas record, is he?
No, we missed the timeline this time. But next year's coming up. We'll be able to hook it up.
Hey, you probably know that Rob and I from the Chris and Rob Show, we're musicians too. Next time you do a Christmas record, can Rob and I be on it?
Oh, most definitely.
You know what we play?
What?
We got sleigh bells. Check it out. Ho, ho, ho. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're going to be on the next Bootsy Collins Christmas album. Woo, woo. You like that?
Oh, I love it, man. We got to take that straight to the studio.
You let me know. We'll show up there at the Electric Ladyland. Or what do you call that ranch of yours? What's the name of that studio?
This is called the Bootzilla Rehab.
Now, we can show up down there at the Bootzilla Rehab. I got my jingle bells.
I got my green ones.
Yeah, there we go. I got the red ones. He's got the green ones. And we're ready to funk it up for the holidays.
Oh, man. Well, let's do it.
Bootsy?
We're on for the next Christmas cut, man.
All right, you're the greatest, Bootsy. What do we got to do to get you to come down here in the studio one night and field questions from our listeners?
Oh, well, shoot.
You know I've been asking you that for years.
Yeah, they just been having me so ripping and running, man.
Mm-hmm. I've been asking you to do that since the first James Brown tour.
Right. Oh, man, that's way back then.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, I'll shoot your people an email. They can shoot me an email. We'll schedule something for 2007.
That sounds good, man.
In the meanwhile, we're going to take you out here with a song from the new CD. And this is kind of interesting cut. It's near the end. It's called Be With You.
Yeah.
And it's your tribute to Zap and Roger Troutman.
Roger Troutman, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this song, and then we'll play it, and then we'll all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, actually, it was a remake of I'd Rather Be With You. And
oh, that's from the Funkin' at P University record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, and we figured that, you know, I let Zap hear it. That's Roger's brother, and he said, yeah, I'll do a talk box thing on it. And I said, well, let's make it a tribute to Roger.
Okay.
And that's what we did. And actually, we actually did the a video to it, too, but we didn't get a chance to get it out this Christmas. So we're looking forward to getting that out next Christmas.
Hey, I just remembered, I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
I keep seeing you on the big scoreboard down at the Bengals game.
Oh, yeah.
And you got your orange and black and your funky outfits all orange and black.
Yeah.
And then when I see you on those opening credits for the Monday Night Football, you're wearing some kind of silver outfit.
Well, actually.
And I didn't think you were a fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
No. You know what they made me do? I got my number 9 jersey on, man. Uh-huh. I got my bingo hat on the Monday Night Football, but they made me cover my jersey up, man. So
that's not cool.
I know, man.
That's corporate censorship.
Yeah, that was pretty deep, man. And I was like, wow, man. I thought I was gonna get away with wearing my orange and black, man. And they told me no, I couldn't do that. I said, okay, well maybe next time. Wait till I get to be a real big star, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. After your cartoon makes it big.
Yeah.
All right, good deal, Bootsy. Hey, Bootsy, we'll stay in touch, and now we'll play Be With You. And again, the new Christmas album is called Christmas Is Forever.
Yeah.
By Bootsy Collins, also known as Buddha Claus.
Oh, yeah, and they can check it out on www.bootsycollins.com.
BootsyCollins.com. And, hey, just so you know, Bootsy, we're adding the interview that we did with you a couple years ago.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
We're going to post that interview at chriscomaradio.com so people can check that out here in a couple weeks.
Oh, that will definitely work, man.
So stay in touch, Bootzilla.
Thanks a lot for keeping the funk alive, man. And happy holidays.
We're keeping Merry Christmas alive.
All right, the memories, baby.
Yeah, how you doing, everybody? It's just Roger Troutman.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out to speak to Bootsy. Bootsy.
Yeah. This goes out to you, Roger. From Bootsy and Zap.
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas, baby.
Christmas time.
now. Say hey, Charlie.
It's a party now.
Let's give Charlie a microphone. Say hey, Charlie.
Hello.
Charlie, say it a little louder.
Hello.
Yeah, that's Charlie. Charlie came down here for the Christmas show.
He usually calls, but today he showed up.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. We're playing the new Bootsy Collins Christmas is Forever CD. And if anyone in our listening audience would like to have a free autographed copy
autographed.
Of the... Yeah, you can sell it on eBay for $45.
Don't do that, though. Groove to it.
Yeah, you're going to want to funk out to this thing. Yeah. Because you can hear how funky it is, Bobble. Give us a call here at 749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. And we'll give a copy of an autographed Bootsy Collins Christmas CD to the first person that calls now. 749-1444. But you got to be the next person to call in, and you got to call quick because it's going to go fast because everybody is going to want a copy of this new Bootsy Collins Christmas is Forever CD just in time for the holidays.